Hikini.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon araw ng Linggo ngayon. Magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Pakinggan natin ang mga salita ng Diyos na ibigay sa kaniyang mga lingkod, sa mga lahat ng mga aral na binigyan ng tungkulin sa Panginoong Diyos na magbigay sa atin ang mensahe.
Totoo yan, mga kaibigan, kahit hindi pa ako nakapagsalita, pero meron mang standby message dito. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, nandito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunan. No, salamat, pinag-ingatan tayo sa ating butihing Panginoong Diyos sa buong linggo, hindi lang sa atin, kundi sa ating mga mahal sa buhay dos Pilipinas o kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. At magandang umaga na naman. Good morning, Brother Zach.
Good morning and bless you.
Okay, and before we proceed, so I ask you please for our opening prayer.
For sure. God, you are the wonder of our lives. And today, as we just bless you for your goodness toward us, we thank you for the way that you protect us, you help us, you empower us. And even today, as we just share what is true and what makes the difference, as we lean into your purpose, as we listen to you, and as we do what you ask us of us. Today, thank you that you save us from everything that would hold us back from honoring you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Salamat, Brother Zach. Once again, welcome back.
My pleasure.
So before anything else, or before we proceed, so do you know my... Once again, I play a birthday song. So mga kaibigan, hindi man natin mapangalanan lahat, pero itugtog ko ang awit pang birthday song sa inyo tong lahat, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. No, happy birthday sa lahat. At nakalipas na, belated happy birthday. At bukas ba o sunod na mga araw, advance, kapag nagdiwang ka sa araw na ito, happy birthday sa iyo. So, pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, happy birthday mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
Birthday, aking sinta, sana
Amen. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, huwag kalimutan, araw ng Linggo ngayon, magpunta tayo sa sambahan at magpasalamat tayo sa ating butihing Panginoong Diyos. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song, mga kaibigan, ang title, The Lord's Prayer, kay Ma'am Janet Mead. Maganda to, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Napakinggan natin ang ating gospel song. So, once again, Brother Zach, Brother Angus was here and I continue and I ask her if you can, if we can tackle the whole duty of the people is to be God's Word. Mm-hmm. So, I ask you and thank you so much that told me. Okay. So, we proceed.
So you want to read it in Tagalog also? Well, I'll read it first.
Yeah.
And you go for that, eh?
Okay.
So this is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. And so here's how it goes. The conclusion, when everything has been heard, everything. Fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, and everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. Isn't that interesting? Everything hidden, whether it is good or evil. You know, I would talk to people. I've read Revelation probably over 100 times, and I would joke about it a little bit. And I'd say, you know, at the beginning where it said, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things which are written in it.
Amen.
For the time is near. And I would joke that it says nothing about understanding. But too often I hear but don't quite listen. Do you know what I mean? That sometimes I don't hear the whole thing. And it's really clear. And yet it's at so those who hear the words of the prophecy, and it says, and keep the things which are written in it. And it's fun to joke about things, but it's even more important to actually hear what God is asking us to do. And here's my challenge, to keep the things which are written in it. Now, I say, I don't understand Revelation at all. But that's not true either, because I understand lots of it. But there's some things in it that have very different points of view. They're not about being saved, but they're about being what might happen at the end times. So it really challenged me to say, well, God, what exactly are you saying? And I was looking in... can we just read those two first?
Verse 13 and 14.
In the Tagalog.
Okay, thank you.
So there's a clarity there, right?
Yes, thank you so much.
Good one.
Even the advertisement from Ministry for Primary Industries. So we
Very
have
good.
A Tagalog version for that advertisement, that there are places that prohibited the sea, how do we call it, anything from the sea.
Yes.
The starfish.
Yeah.
Sea cucumber and etc. So yeah. We have a Tagalog. So thank you, Brother Sak. Ito ang wakas ng bagay. Lahat ay naririnig. Ikaw ay matakot sa Diyos at sundin mo ang kanyang mga utos, sapagkat ito ang buong katungkulan ng tao. Sapagkat dadalhin ng Diyos ang bawat gawa sa katulan, pati ng bawat kubling bagay, maging ito'y mabuti o maging ito'y masama. Okay, Brother Sak, thank you so much.
Very good. So I was reading in Mark chapter 4, and it's so interesting that it's this, you know, everything, you know, God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden. And in Mark 4, verse 22, it's just been talking about don't hide your light. Don't hide the love that you have for God. Lift it up high and let everybody see. Verse 22, this is what it says. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open. So, don't hide your love for God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hide your world view. Because people, even though they mightn't like it, need to hear it. Aye. They need to see what God is about. So verse 22, for everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Just like it was saying here, everything hidden, whether it is good or evil. You know, I just forget where it is, but there's a scripture that says, that which is whispered in secret or spoken in secret shall be shouted from the rooftops. And I haven't Googled it, but it's New Testament, but I don't know exactly where. So what are we saying? We're saying that we need to hear, we need to listen, we need to respond. Verse 23, this is Mark 4:23. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Is that Tagalog?
Yeah. 4:23.
Verse 23.
Verse 23. Sa talatang 23. Kung ang sino man ay may mga pakinig na ipakikinig, ay makikinig. Thank
you. Yeah. Listen and understand. So don't just hear it, but know exactly what it's saying to you. Okay? And if you don't know, ask somebody. You know, What does the proverb say? It says, with many counselors, there's great success. And that's what we need, hey? We need, how does it work? How should I handle it? Hey, ask the question. If you don't know, ask. Hey, verse 24. What does it say? Then he added, pay close attention. That's a good idea. To what you hear. What are you hearing? The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. Isn't that wonderful? And you will receive even more. The more you understand and the more you receive, God will give you even more. And we need that, don't we? We need to hear him. We need to do what he says. And we need even more, especially more help from him, eh? Because life is a struggle. Life is difficult. And sometimes it's really hard to do the right thing. If you make a promise, God says you need to keep it.
Amen.
And even to the, what's the word? Even at your own cost. You know, in December, a friend of mine was having cataract trouble. And she said, it might be 2 years before they fix it. And I said, okay, I'll pay. Because she could do it privately, quickly. And by the end of January, she had had both eyes done. And they're wonderful now. And she can get back to what she does very, very well. What happened? Oh, well, it was only a bit over $10,000, that's all. And so I ran short for a while. But that's all right. God's good. And when you're generous with someone, he's generous back to you.
Amen. Thank you.
The Bible says that God is no man's debtor. What does that mean? That means if you give away something, God sees and he's going to bless you for it. And sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's resources or other things. Sometimes it's simply a blessing.
Amen.
But God is faithful. He's always faithful. In fact, when I'm unfaithful, he says, I'm still faithful. Why? He says, because I cannot deny my word. His word is always true.
Amen.
Okay, now can we read that verse 24 in Tagalog?
Oh, 24.
Yeah.
At sinabi niya sa kanila, ingatan ninyo kung ano ang inyong pinakikinggan. Sa panukat na inyong isinusukat ay kayo'y susukatin at higit pa ang sa inyo'y ibibigay. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So you see, and you will receive even more. Isn't that wonderful? Okay? So what's God up to here? Well, he's trying to encourage you, first of all, to listen, to hear what he's actually saying, and maybe not to do too much like I did. Hey, it's fun to joke, but sometimes it's more important to be serious about it.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said that Jesus was a man of sorrows, but it also said that he had the oil of gladness more than any man. So I bet you he told jokes. He probably told grandfather jokes, you know, that sort that I do. And he obviously was a wonderful person. So we need to do both. So let's go back to what we said. Fear God and keep his commandments. Keep his commandments? What does that mean? Well, you know, the Ten Commandments, and they're all good, and they're empowering. But he said, what really is most important is doing whatever he asks you to do. And, you know, Jesus said that the primary thing was to love God with all your heart. In fact, he asked a Pharisee, and he said, "Well, what do you think?" And the guy said, "Well, I'm supposed to love God with everything I've got, and to love my neighbour as much as myself."
Amen.
And then, just to give a bit of cheek, he sort of asked the question, "Oh, well, who's my neighbour then?" And Jesus told a story, didn't he? a better Good Samaritan. You know, that's what we need to do. Our job is to love people just like Jesus did, and sometimes it's at our cost, but that's all right, because like I said before, God is no man's debtor. He will help you. He will empower you. He might even provide in preparation. But, you know, those two basic things in life are be thankful and be generous. And you sort of say, well, why should I do that? Well, being thankful is living a life where you recognize that the circumstances around you aren't what you control you. But the Lordship of Jesus is what controls you. The fact that God is in charge, and my being thankful tells everybody that I'm trusting Him, not my circumstances. Being generous, the other side is where I recognize that generosity has its own reward. And the more generous I am, the more God blesses.
Amen.
And of course, being generous means that I bless my brothers and sisters.
Yes, true.
Which is fantastic, because that's what God wants to do. And He says that that people see by your love for one another what I am like, He said. So when you love each other, God says, well, you're representing me. You're reflecting who I am. You're showing what is true by your own actions. So the challenge is, be generous. Simple as that. It's part of what He asks us to do. So we ask this question, for God will bring every act to judgment.
Amen.
Which means that, you know, the law that we looked at, like in Exodus 20, it basically is confronting us and saying, the New Testament put it a different way. It said this. It says the law is the school teacher that leads me to Christ.
Amen.
And at that point, I pick up what Jesus did, that He says, a new covenant I give you in my blood. But this new covenant, which is the, but why? Because the old one didn't work very well. I wasn't good at following the law, but I'm much better at following this new covenant, because the scripture says, and you'll find it in Jeremiah 31, about 26, and it says, this new covenant that I am going to bring, it says, I will write the law on your heart. And you find that in Hebrews chapter 8 also, and in various other places. So this is a covenant, and a covenant always comes with the shedding of blood. Any covenant through life, there's a blood. It's a blood covenant, and Jesus on the cross created this new covenant. And whenever you do a Eucharist or a communion, what does it say? It says, in the covenant of my blood. So, another little bit. So, what's this about judgment? Everything that is hidden, whether it is good or evil.
Amen.
One of the challenges in the world today is that some people you know, we call them, maybe we call the people woke or something like that. We say that postmodernism, where, well, you know, it's your truth or but this is my truth. And with God, there's only one truth. And at the peak of that truth is Jesus Christ. He is the truth.
Okay.
He is the way. He is the life. We say it. But sometimes we don't quite understand what He's trying to tell us. And the reality is that, you know, the world and all that is in it is God's, and it is a blessing. And in the midst of what's going on there, there's we're all living in with a free will, which means that we have the ability and the right to do what we want. But there's consequences to everything we do. As I honor God, there's blessing. If I don't honor God, there's harm. And it mightn't be instantaneous. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible said they would die. Well, they did. It just took another 900 years for it to happen for them. But today, it's much shorter, isn't it? God limited our age to 120. So I'm looking out for my next 40 years. We'll see how that happens, eh? How it goes.
Eat vegetables, eat all of vitamins.
Yeah, yeah.
It lengthen our lives.
Yeah. So Isaiah 5 and verse 20. What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil. The dark is light and light is dark. The bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. Verse 21. What sorrow for those who are wise in their own eyes and think themselves clever. You want to try that? Isaiah 5 and verse 20.
So it's good. Okay, here. Sa aba nila nagsisitawag ng mabuti ay masama at ng masama ay mabuti. Na inaaring dilim ang liwanag ang dilim. Na inaaring mapait ay matamis, at ang matamis ay mapait binaliktan.
So, for sure.
Irony.
Yeah. So these days, there's people who exactly do that. And, one of the, number three in that list of commands or statements, do not bring your God and who he is into disrepute. And one of the saddest things these days is that one of the big religions, Islam, is doing a whole lot of things which are not very nice, and they call them godly people. But their actions, sadly, are not godly, and it's bringing the beauty and the wonder of God into disrepute, and so.